If you're looking for help and self-help this holiday season and looking to try to help people out in terms of reading, well, there's a new book called Legacy is Monumental, as people try to find ways to help themselves or someone around them. Charlie Williams is a North Carolina Central University graduate who has outlined 10 practical mental health strategies that will help inspire readers. And Charlie joins us now. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm living a dream.
Thank you. Well, it's good to hear that. So you chronicle this book here. As I mentioned, you recognize 10 practical mental health strategies, and you write about it in a fictional form, chronicling the life of a young man named Legacy. Was Legacy based off someone you once knew?
Yeah. So it's actually the younger me. It's like it's in third person, but it's a dedication to my firstborn that I aspired to have, because I always loved the name Legacy. So it's like a prededication to my future son, but it's also the inspiration behind it. It was like, let me give him my triumphs and my struggles so he can learn from my mistakes, so he can be put on third base.
So Legacy is chronicled after you. How much doubt or self-doubt did you have to overcome in your life? Did you ever think you'd write a book about it?
I would never thought I'd write a book about it. But I was always inspired. So as Legacy onto me, I was the youngest out of seven. So the youngest out of seven, we grew up with a lot of music in the house, a lot of movies. So writing this novel, it's like I was writing out a movie. But I really never thought that I would have a story and really go through the trials and tribulations and really just inspire others. It was just, I was living in the present moment.
And how did you come up? Were you at Central when you came up with this idea, or did some experience at Central help trigger this idea?
Yeah. So before I went to Central, I was at Fayetteville State. So I went to high school in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, at Rocky Mount High School. So was a student athlete, and I went to Fayetteville State. So I played football at Fayetteville State. And I was going through a lot of challenges. I was going through, because I was so familiar with hard work beats everything, you know? So once I got to college, it was bigger than that. It wasn't just hard work that would give me the things that I desired, or you had to be able to use your mind. You have to be able to go within and learn what's your strengths and your weaknesses. But in that time, I was going through a lot of challenges because I didn't have support that I was surrounded by at home. I was in a new environment. So I was going through challenges in college, trying to play balanced out football and being a student athlete. And I just wanted to be heard. So I came up with a brand called Legacy Beyond Control. And coming up with that brand, it just allowed me to really express myself, because I always study the greats like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Tupac, just a lot of revolutionaries, you know, like a lot of people that just created change for the better to society. So that was my inspiration. And then when I went to Central, I transferred to Central. It was like I was still trying to pursue that dream of my childhood dream of being that athlete that I always inspired to become. That's why I say the book is purposeful driven, because it always, no matter what things that I've tried to do, it always brought me back to being a storyteller.
Right. What, going from a family home that was as large as yours and then going to Fayetteville State, where I assume that you were alone for a lot of that time, did that create culture shock for you?
Not really. Because I did have a ballast. So I'm originally from D.C. My father's side is from Rocky Mount. So I had a balance of both worlds of living in a city, growing up in a city, and growing up in small cities. So Fayetteville was just like another Rocky Mount. And then on top of that, I was already predestined my mind or predetermined my mind of how I'm going to handle things, because in high school, I was listening to J. Cole a lot. And, you know, J. Cole is from originally from Fayetteville State. So I was listening to the Friday Night Lights and the warm up. I was already knowledgeable about the area, what to expect. And it was like I already lived the life that I already envisioned just by listening to music, watching movies. It was already familiar, and I always had the gift of adapting just based on my childhood.
How can people pick up this book here? Because I know a lot of people want to feel inspired, and it's a good book for the holidays too. So how can people get Legacy is Monumental?
Yeah, so you can actually just Google the title, Legacy is Monumental, but the official website is lulu.com.
Okay.
Lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com.
Right.
And we're having a Black Friday sale as well, 25% off this Friday. So you can definitely get the deal. But definitely, this book is very inspirational. It has a love story in there. It has a lot of, like I said, trials and tribulations, but it's a lot of life lessons in it that you can take away. It's just like you're looking at an art. It's your perspective, but you'll definitely get the knowledge, wisdom, and your understanding just by reading it.
Legacy is Monumental. And again, go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, to learn more about how you can order this book. Looking forward to seeing another book coming up here from Charlie in the near future. I know it's a lot to take into account writing a book. Charlie Williams, the author of Legacy is Monumental, joining us here today. Charlie, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Take care and look forward to your next book. Take care.
You as well. Peace.